And there's nobody like God. He can't be voted in and He can't be voted out. There's nothing that God can do. You can't live without Him and you can't outlive Him. Holy Spirit, thank You. And You are so faithful, Lord, that You called us temples to dwell in these earthen vessels. Thank You that we've got this awesome privilege to host the presence of God in our physical bodies. Christ in me, the hope of glory. We worship You, Lord. Amen. 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 What we want to do in this evening is I want to share with you regarding the last week, Pastor Gilbert spoke about all can prophesy. How many of you believe that you all can prophesy? The thing is, when it comes to prophecy, we make it as if it's this thing up there. Let me use the example. I actually spoke to some of the guys on Thursday evening, and it's like when I go hunting, I hang the biltong very high for my children not to take it off before it's ready. Otherwise, they will eat very, very raw meat because that's all they can smell. And sometimes the prophetic feels like it's there. And we're not speaking about prophets because prophets is an office by itself. What we are saying is every single believer in Jesus Christ, as soon as you accepted Him as your Lord and your Savior, you have the ability to prophesy. And God doesn't, He doesn't discriminate between age. He doesn't discriminate between your skin color, between your ethnicity, your background, your generational place where you come from. It is not about anything. It's about when His Spirit comes upon you, you can prophesy. The beauty of prophecy is not just the words that gets communicated. Because many times believers find it very difficult to step out in boldness to prophesy because everybody is waiting for the moment about what saith the Lord. That they never speak because you wait for this audible voice. Like the best example is like Morgan Freeman. It usually plays God in most movies. You wait for that deep, nice voice because that's a nice God voice. Everybody waits for the Morgan Freeman voice to tell you, Richard, I want you to take your vehicle and give it to Lerato. That was confirmation, then I don't know. Do whatever you want to do with it. But sometimes we wait so much for thus saith the Lord without ever asking, Lord, what are you feeling right now for this person? The problem is this. Prophecy spoken just in words without the character of Christ is sometimes, if you look to that scripture, In Mark 16 verse 17, where God says, in my name they will drive out demons, they will heal the sick. That word in my name is the word onoma, and it means in the character or the reputation of how I would do things. So when I come and I prophesy to somebody, I come in the character and the likeness of how God would say it Himself. That's why it's not so important about what I say, but in the way from the place I say it, because it's all supposed to be rooted in this one thing, the love of God. If you don't love somebody, then it's better not to open up your mouth. Because some people say things in order to be heard, not in order just to bless another person or to build one another up. The scripture says that prophecy, the prophetic, according to the scriptures in the book of 1 Corinthians, says it's to edify, to comfort, and to encourage. You know how you can actually start to prophesy every single person? Become the greatest encourager in this room. Wherever you go, encourage people. Say, yes, you've got the most beautiful toes I've ever seen. Wow. Yes, you've got, Shanae, you've got such a beautiful smile. Armand, yes, you've got amazing biceps. It's the truth. Speak, man of God. Sometimes we get so stuck on you waiting for this voice to come and speak, where you forget that God lives inside of you. And from the inside of you, He speaks with a voice that most of the time actually sounds like your voice, but it's not your thoughts. That's why most people never step out in faith, because you think it's you. God says, my ways is far higher than your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And the more I lean into Him, the more I realize that His voice isn't actually like my voice. It's very different. And it's full of grace, full of love. It's full of mercy. And what God wants to do is He wants people to understand, every single person. That's why it says, you can have all the knowledge in all the world, but if you do not love people, you are a clanging cymbal. What would it profit if every person in this building or online tonight, if you can prophesy, but you don't love people? It will benefit nobody. Have you ever... And sometimes we think we're so smart, but do you know the Holy Spirit is so amazing? Has it ever happened to you that you're just doing whatever you're busy doing and you just feel like, oh, just call that person. You're like, oh yes, I completely forgot. I just call a person. And as soon as you call that person, you realize that was a critical moment that you called them. Who do you think actually nudged you to call? Do you think you're so clever with telepathic power? No. The Holy Spirit is every single way. And He knows people. And because He knows people, He knows you as well. That's why He just nudges. He's like, call Pastor Given. And then I call him. I'm like, hey, how's it going? And he's like, no, it's not going very well. And he's lined me up for an opportunity where I can bring encouragement, exhortation, and comfort. But because sometimes we don't know how to deal with bad news. Let me use an example. If I go to Janine, I ask you, how are you doing? And she's like, no, not that well. Then my response is cut off very short. Isn't it true? How was your day? It was awful. Oh. Because that's our natural response. How are you doing? No, fine, thanks to yourself. It became so part of our way of speaking that it's just words apart from what we are actually feeling. That's why people struggle to prophesy, because we're not rooted and leaning into love. And because that's not happening, God is speaking all the time at a different frequency. Let me use this example. How many of you ever were so tired and when you go to bed, you hear the neighbor's dog, or maybe it was your dog, just barking. It's just going off and it's making a noise. And you just feel like, hey, shut up. Quiet. You see, to you it's a lot of noise, but to a different dog, it's a conversation. Many times God is speaking and you just interpret it through its situations and things that's going on, and it's actually God communicating with you. And because we are so busy just trying to figure out ourselves, we are missing a dialect with God. And God says, no, I want every single person to prophesy. Do you know that whenever God speaks, He prophesies? Before God made the earth, He prophesied it into being. I said to my wife, let me tell you a very frustrating story this week. My power was out for 6 days. And on the seventh day, God rested. But for 6 days, do you understand how frustrating it is to have no power? Because you know what you had, and now you don't have it. And life is actually so convenient. You walk into the bathroom, switch on the light, switch on the kettle, switch on the TV. It's nice. Taking a hot bath. Now all of a sudden it's not there. Can I suggest you, most people don't even know where the power of God has left you because you're so used to living in a lower standard. The Lord gave me this example as I just said to him, I bought these lights at this Chinese shop that sells about everything. You think about it, they can sell it. And I bought these motion lights. Then when it's dark, you can walk past them and it goes on. It charges, so there's power. But the power only gets activated when there's what? Movement. So many people are praying for God. God, use me in your power. God, use me in the prophetic. But God is not going to use you because you're not moving. The power is there, but God wants people to move. Jesus said to his disciples, go out in all the world. He sent them out two by two. They preached. They came back. They said, demons are subject to us. We can't believe they're even responding to us. And Jesus, why are you pressed with that? Rejoice that your names is written in the book of life. The thing about the prophetic is that many times when we think about the prophetic, we make it as if it's this. We're not speaking about prophets because that's an office and that's how God, he gave a gift in a way. But he's also given you a spirit that is also a prophetic spirit by nature. And he wants you as believers to walk around and to encourage people, to build one another up, to edify. But what does it help if we break one another down on the inside and then we ask God, God, build people up, give me prophetic unction, but I'm breaking down with my words all the time. Beauty of about the prophetic is that it's a gift. You receive the Holy Spirit. But what does it benefit you if you can prophesy but you don't know him? The end of the gifts is not to be impressive. The end of the gifts is to draw people back into intimacy with God. Let me use an example. I can be intimate with my wife without having intimacy. There's many people that can function in many ways with apart from having intimacy with God. The beauty of God is that he invites every single one of us into this amazing relationship to say, come and walk with me. Because it's not something I just live by Christian character. It gets developed, but in order walking with God, it's something I live from the Spirit, from inside. Most people are just waiting for God to just somewhere announce and say, Richard, start off this amazing church. You wait for this banner in heaven with an airplane with whatever to happen. But what would it help if you start something without knowing him? Who are you going to speak about? See, the goal of everything we do is intimacy. Intimacy. The problem is because we don't understand intimacy, we start to perform. And the more I can perform in a Christian way by having discerning eyes, if I put a hand on somebody, I can shake my hand, whatever it might be. Just because he has a stage doesn't mean I need to act. What I need to be doing is I need to be saying is that, Lord, how are you feeling about every single person? How do you feel about Kenny? Every time I see Kenny, it's something I need to lean into and say, Lord, what is your thoughts over Kenny? How do you feel about offense? What are you saying about them? And when I start looking like that, you know what? Why would God raise up prophetic people? You know why? Because his voice is being mocked and challenged right around the world in this current day. Do you know people are mocking you because you believe you can hear God? People think you are crazy. You hear voices. You must drink some other tablet just to silence that. God speaks and He wants to speak through you. But it doesn't help, He speaks through you, yet you do not know Him. There's this amazing scripture found in the book of Psalms 45 verse 1. I'm just going to read it. It says this: "My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer." You see, when I recite my words of how I think about God and how I feel about God, automatically my tongue becomes a pen where God wants to write things in. He wants to rewrite the story of people's lives, and He wants to use you to do that. But the problem is this: we get offended when God uses people that He shouldn't be using in according to our frame of reference. There's this place in the book of Numbers 11:29 where Joshua, the guy who took the people into the promised land, got offended with Moses because two other people prophesied that wasn't part of the inner circle. And he went to Moses and he says, "Moses, just make these people to quiet down. They can't be prophesying." And Moses answers and he says, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that the Lord's people were prophets and the Lord would put His spirit on all of them." You know how beautiful it would be if every single one of us would not come to church and we stand and we say, "I receive," but we actually come to bring something to the house of the Lord. You would not be able to contain this church because people are going to be looking for somebody in the service. I'm not saying you are the submarine missile that just looks to be weird. I'm saying that you come because you want to bring something, because you carry someone. That's the difference. You see, Moses longed for a day that we are actually living in right now. We are living in a day that Moses wanted, for the day where he was Israel, where Pastor Eric spoke about this morning, where he was just like, "Lord, these people," and it's our people, it's our nation. The thing is, our prayers and our prophecy are sometimes so selfish, and the reason why God doesn't answer them is because it's all about us. You see, most of the times in the Bible where God answers prayers and things is when it touches a nation. Let me use an example. The lady at the well had an encounter with Jesus, and all of a sudden she went into a town telling everybody about Jesus. When God encountered Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, by touching them, He touched a nation. When Jesus sent out these disciples into Jerusalem, into Samaria, into the uttermost parts of the world, it touched nations. But it only happens when we actually start going with the Lord. You might ask, "How do I go with the Lord?" Well, get to know Him. It's as easy actually as that. We've made so much theology about how you can get to know God, that you can download this long devotion and then you can pray in the Spirit for 5 minutes and then whatever. We build methods. You think how foolish it would be if I, every single day, I speak to my wife in the same manner. Every morning. Okay, except I actually do this. There's certain words I say to my wife that just irritates her. I won't say irritates her, but she knows how I feel. Because every single day of my life, I would tell her like at least 10 times, "You know, I can swear if you." And she would look at me and she's like, "Yeah, I know." And I tell my children, they're like, "Yeah, we know. Thank you, Dad. I love you too." Do you know, sometimes we approach the Lord in that same way, that God starts speaking so much things over us, and we're so used to Him that we miss the meaning behind what He's saying. And I sense how the Lord wants to activate people in this evening to say that you should be the greatest encouragers in this time, because there's people who wants to commit suicide every single day. There's people who's giving up on themselves, that's living in condemnation, that's living in heaviness and burdens and carrying things around that they're not supposed to carry. And God wants to use you to lift it off of people. And you know how it starts? It starts with us. Don't look to travel to Malaysia to go and make an impact. Start where you are. Come on, you don't need a revelation from God in order to go. You are anyway going to leave the church right now. Then you are going. But we're looking because we've made this, I want to say, idol called missionary work or whatever it might be, or the voice of God. But we miss that we are human beings living in a normal world with a supernatural God that wants to speak to people every single day. This is one thing as I'm going to close off with that before we pray. You remember Cain and Abel? Cain killed Abel. That's only how I remember it, because Cain is like a spirit liquor and it killed Abel. That's the only way I can remember it. It's free. If you always get confused, that's how you'll remember it. You know why God rejected Cain, his gift? It's not that Cain brought his best. He didn't bring his best. He brought his best. But he didn't bring what God wanted. I know Richard loves watches a lot. If you would buy me a Rolex or a Tag Heuer or whatever it might be, I'll be thankful. I'll be, wow, what a great gift. That's amazing. Thank you. I'll put it on at home. And I'll maybe wear it once or twice, but I'm not going to wear it every day. Why? Because it's not my desire. If somebody buys me a new Apple Watch, then I'll be like, yay! Now he's speaking. It's not that I didn't like its gift. It's just that it's not pleasing to me. And the reason why Cain missed out on it, because he didn't know what was pleasing to God, he brought what was best for him. And many times we treat the prophetic like that as well. We bring and we say what is best for us. You see, if I've got a more authoritative voice, then maybe there's more anointing. Come on. No. The anointing is a person and he lives inside of you and he's been given by grace. And because of that grace, I carry the grace of our Lord. And I know whenever I open my mouth, there's the ability that God can project somebody's life into a total amazing way, on an amazing journey with God. But I have to risk it. Because most of the time, you know how God speaks? You want to know the secret? It's called faith. He gives something inside of you and he wants you to step out on it. And it's not like you fill in all the blanks. You are feeling what he's feeling. And when I start feeling what he's feeling, I realize like, oh, this is what he's saying. Let me use an example. Let me be practical. As I was just sitting and just enjoying my time with the Lord in the run up to the service, Bianca, I actually saw your face. Honest truth, it's not weird. I'm sitting in my room now, I'm seeing your face. Okay, nothing weird about it. But I saw how the Lord, this is the picture I saw. I saw like an earthly father that actually walks and he just hugs you. Like, and he squeezes you. And you know that, and I sense how the Lord says, I am not like your earthly father. I'm so much better. And as I saw that, I actually saw, as he was holding you, it's like water that just started dripping off of you. And you know when you're wet, after you climbed out of a swim pool, it just takes a moment and then you can dry. But it's so sticky. And I saw the love of God was just over you like sticky, wet clothes. And I felt like that's exactly how God feels about you. And the Lord is taking you on this amazing journey where he's leading you to discover that in a physical way. in a physical way. It's so beautiful. That's what I just saw there. And it's so easy because it all starts with, Lord, how are you feeling today? God is always in a good mood. You know that? So I don't look to people and I feel heavy and I'm pulling the things out of them. No, you're not pulling nothing. I love people. And because I love people, I can find it easy to feel, Lord, what are you saying? And it's easy as just doing that tonight. And I felt how the Lord wants to do this one thing, to baptize people just in His love tonight. Because as soon as you start loving people, you will find it easy to speak. And you know, it's the thing, you won't be embarrassed to speak. I learned something from my 7-year-old son. We were at the car wash. And as we were sitting at the car wash, I bought us just a cool drink. He was already opening his in the shop. And we were walking out. It was cool. And we just sat at the benches. And I saw there was a homeless guy just walking in the street. He was pulling his trolley, just collecting just a lot of things. And I felt just this initial tugging. I won't say God said. I felt, give your cool drink to this guy. That's how I felt. And I looked at my cool drink and I'm thirsty right now. And I just ignored it. You know how you stand in the shop and you feel the Lord says, pay for somebody's things? Like, you just ignore it. Do you know that you can resist the Holy Spirit? Resistance does not mean I oppose Him. It means I'm just standing firm in what I choose to do. And when I know it was the Holy Spirit. He said to me, give your cool drink to this guy. And I'm like, next question. And all of a sudden, my 7-year-old takes my cool drink. He's like, Daddy, you should give your cool drink to that guy. And I couldn't help myself. I started weeping while I was standing up. I'm like, Jesus, I'm so sorry. And I went over to this guy. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I feel so bad. I missed it. And I said to him, Ethan, go take this to the uncle. And he just looked at me. He's like, but it's your cool drink, so come. And he went and he gave the cool drink to the guy. And I said to him, honestly, sir, bless you. Thank you for keeping our community clean. And as I said that, I just sensed the presence of God. But I knew I was disobedient in the first place. And God is still so gracious because He's leading us into this relationship, not with thus saith the Lord, but as how are you feeling about the guy who you think does not deserve a word right now? That something as a 10 rand cool drink can make somebody feel, hey, somebody sees me. How many of those moments do we miss because we're so busy with ourselves? And we call ourselves people of His presence. And we carry around being temples of the Holy Spirit, this amazing privilege. I sense that's what the Lord wants to establish in this night. Making us just lovers of people, lavishing that on people. And you know what's the beauty of that? As soon as we realize that God just loves people, I'll feel the way He feels about people. And I'll speak. I'll be open to say whatever you want me to say, Lord. I'll not be like Jonah. No, I don't want to speak to the Ninevites. They're evil people. If you study history, they were some of the most wicked people on the face of this earth. Some of the historians tell us that some of the people were so brutal, they will take babies, infants from their mothers, and they would slaughter them in front of them, offering up to idols. Evil people. And Jonah also felt in that same way. God, how can you love people like that? That's why he was offended. How God can love somebody like that. The beauty of following Jesus, we don't choose who we love, we just love. And the beauty of it is this one thing. Can I tell you a last story? Pastor Eric actually mentioned last week, when it was the last week Saturday, he says, the thing about being a pastor is your children are like 33% of your sermon content. They are giving you things to do. We were standing in a shop and there was a Muslim gentleman standing with us. And we were standing in a queue, we were about to buy samosas. Love samosas. And my son just stood like this and he just looked at this guy and I felt like, hey, stop staring at the guy. And he just pulled down his mask and he asked the guy, why don't you believe in Jesus? And I felt like, oh gee, just swallow me right now. How on the earth, when you just want to pinch me on his neck, but I know if I'm going to do that, he's going to be like, hey, what are you doing right now? So now and he's asking this guy, and the guy responds and he takes off his mask and he asks him this question: why do you ask such deep questions? And then he just said to him, because I just want to know, why don't you believe in Jesus? And he puts on his mask. And the guy looks at me and I'm just looking at Ethan, because they love to nudge in conversations. And Ethan, he just walks on and he goes, stands with his mom. And I'm standing alone with this guy now. I'm being like, Lord, give me something, Lord. I pray that you would download the Quran or something to me that I can just minister out of history to this guy. Who is Jesus? And he asked me the question, why does your son ask such deep questions? And I just responded and I said to him, I don't know, you have to ask him yourself. And I asked him the question, do you believe? And he just looked and he smiled. He says, yes, I do believe in Jesus. And I felt like it was so small to start a conversation. But if you're convinced on somebody that loves you absolutely so much, you'll not be afraid to open up your mouth and speak to people. Because it's not about you. It's not about your message. It's about Him. And when I get to speak about Him, it makes me excited. And that's what I sense what the Lord wants to do tonight. That everybody can prophesy, as what the book of Joel says, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your young men and women shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. Come on, that is us. God is speaking about us, about a people who know their God. And He wants us to just open up your mouth, that you can just let it ooze out. And I sense that's what the Lord wants to do. And if that's you, if you say, Lord, don't pray for me for the gift just to come, because you carry a person. His name is the Holy Spirit. He is the spirit of prophecy. And I want to ask you in this night, if you say, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit again in this night, and as I get filled with Him, I want to be baptized in the love of God, because I want to be a mouthpiece for Him. I want you to step out. Let's lay hands. Let's trust the Lord in this night as we step out and we say, Lord, we trust You. I trust You that in this night, Lord, that You would baptize me in a fresh way, that I would be unashamed. Romans 1:16, that says it is the gospel of God, it's the power of God, and I'm not ashamed of it. Come on, some people are so ashamed to speak about God. It's because we don't understand the love of God. And this night, we want to pray. Can I ask the worship team just to join us? I want to pray for a baptism in the Holy Spirit. A fresh baptism. I sense as we're going to be praying for people, the Lord is going to restore laughter to some of you. Some of you haven't laughed in such a long time. the front. There we are. Best thing you can do is to say, Lord, teach me to love. Some of us are so serious that we've lost. It feels like the joy of the Lord is leaking. It's just a picture I'm seeing. It's like it's leaking. Lord, as it we come and we pray, we ask that in this night, Lord, come and fill us once again. Baptize us in the Holy Spirit. Baptize us in the love of God. I pray, Lord, in this moment, as we are standing, Lord, may it not just be another moment for ministry. May it be a time for meeting. Lord, that I can say that I've met with you. And because I've met with you, Lord, people can be able to lean into that. I pray that in this evening, Lord, come and touch us. We need you. Were you standing right there? Come on, we're speaking to our Father. He's your Father. Your Father. Ask Him to fill you with the Holy Spirit. He says, there's one thing in the book of Luke. He says, if you earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father not give to you the Holy Spirit? Ask Him. Where are you standing? Those of you that's online, ask the Lord. Say, fill me, Holy Spirit. Serbia, Serbia, Storabacante.